Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The World Series is all tied up at 2 games apiece after the Toronto Blue Jays got a huge Game 4 victory after what was the 18-inning affair for Game 3 earlier in the week. You have Game 5 tonight. Let's head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a former Los Angeles Dodger. He also won a World Series with the Yankees. And that, of course, is our pal, Jerry Hairston Jr. Jerry, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Anytime, Zach. Been great, man. You just mentioned the Dodgers and Blue Jays tied up 2-2. I'm hoping for my sake that Dodgers go up 3-2 after tonight.
Well, I'm just hoping for your sake. You're not in a gym right now. I remember last time you joined us, you got accosted by some lady who was angry at you for working out and talking to us. You're not in a gym right now, right?
I'm in that very same gym, but instead of being in the gym way in the cut, like in a room that nobody's in, that lady came in that room and attacked me, and she was suspended for the gym momentarily, which is good. I'm outside now in a safe place.
Wow, so we got someone suspended from a gym. That's a pretty high honor for us.
Well, she got herself suspended. You know, she can't be threatening people at the gym. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, 100%. Jerry Hairston Jr. with us. So after the 18-inning game, a lot of people thought the World Series was over. People were saying, oh, the Dodgers with Ohtani on the mound, we're going to win Game 4. Clearly that didn't go the way the Dodgers fan or a lot of people were predicting last night. Just how about the resiliency of that Toronto Blue Jays squad last night?
Well, it's amazing. Our guy who does the point guard of our show, John Hartung, who does an amazing job. I told him last night, I didn't really feel good about that game, Game 4, because it did go 18 innings. And yes, the Dodgers did win that ball game. But, you know, the Blue Jays are a great hitting ball club. They led all of Major League Baseball in batting average. So they have different clubs in their bag. You know, they'll take their base hits. They'll base hit you to death, but they also have power as well. We saw with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. last night, but they take their hits. I think the Dodgers sometimes get in trying to knock you out, you know, throw those haymakers, try to have that knockout punch instead of taking your jabs as a boxer, jab, 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 right cross. And then once the guy is staggered, then you throw that knockout blow. I think last night, because both teams are tired, suited the Blue Jays the way their hitting philosophy is a little bit better. When you're tired, it's tough to hit home runs. It is so tough to hit home runs, and they base hit us to death last night, and they're able to beat us. And Shohei Ohtani, for him to go out there and give us 6 innings, strong innings, and give us a chance to win, is just a testament to how great he is, man. It's a shame the Dodgers weren't unable to help him and with some run support.
You know, from the ending of the NLCS to where we are right now, I know that we're probably all running out of adjectives to describe what Shohei Ohtani has been able to do, but really in the last 2 weeks, how do you kind of just put it into words?
He's the best baseball player I ever seen. I never saw Babe Ruth, obviously. I never saw Josh Gibson play. But for my eyes, now, listen to me here, okay? Ted Williams, you can make an argument, is the greatest hitter of all time. You can make a case that Barry Bonds is the best hitter. And also, you can make a case he's the best player, too, because he has stolen bases, MVPs. But what Shohei Ohtani's doing, Babe Ruth did not do this. Sure, Babe Ruth was a starting pitcher, and he thrived. Then he became a great hitter, and then just focused on hitting, dropped the pitching. Shohei was doing both at the same time in the NLCS and in the World Series. And not only that, he's thriving with the bat. I never thought I would see this. I never. He's literally like, he's doing things 12-year-olds do in Little League. He's doing this at the biggest level and on the biggest stage. So Shohei Ohtani, in my humble opinion, is the best baseball player my eyes ever seen.
Yeah, and I don't mean this in a literal way, and obviously I never saw Babe Ruth either, but it feels like it's Babe Ruth on steroids for at least the way that Babe Ruth was described to me.
Yeah, I would say that too. I mean, because like I said earlier, Babe Ruth didn't do both at the same time, you know, and for Shohei Ohtani to continue to do both, and not just do both, thrive at doing both. I mean, I just go back to NLCS. He strikes out the side in the first inning, then he hits a leadoff home run. He's not done there. He goes out there and deals on the mound, and then he hits three home runs that game. I mean, this is the NLCS. This ain't a game in April, which would be insane if he did that in April. He's doing it against great teams on the biggest stage. And listen, no disrespect to Aaron Judge, who is incredible player, great ambassador for the game. He's the captain of the Yankees. But right now, the best player, the best athlete in the world is Shohei Ohtani.
So Jerry Hairston Jr. is here with us. People just like to bitch and complain, and when they don't like something, they try to change things instantly, especially when you get so many people parachuting in for the World Series. The intentional walks, as you saw four of them in Game 3. Now, all of a sudden, and I sounded off on this the other day, like, what changes do people actually want? This is Major League Baseball. It's such a rare instance. If some player is that great enough where he wants to get intentionally walked four times, why should we implement a rule to prevent that? What did you make of all that conversation the last 24 to 48 hours?
Well, you can't change the rule on the fly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the rules that are in place right now. Now, if they want to revisit it in the offseason, you got to go through collective bargaining. You got to go through the Players Association. I don't think the rule is going to change.
Agreed.
We saw last night, they pitched to Shohei Ohtani. I just think, kind of like with Barry Bonds, if they didn't do it for Barry Bonds, you know, I don't think they're going to do it for Shohei as far as, you know, making, you know, the intentional walk a non-issue, meaning banning it or only doing it one time a game. I just think it was a rare thing. Shohei was extremely hot. The Dodger bats outside of Shohei Ohtani, I think collectively have hit 194 in this World Series. So, you know, if you're managing, you can't let Shohei Ohtani beat you. So I understand why they put Shohei Ohtani on. But at the same time, Mookie Betts, in the past, has made the other team pay for it. So I'm hoping, you know, one of these times they walk Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts is going to make them pay for it.
Well, the craziest when they walk Ohtani and then walk Betts to get to Freddie Freeman. Like that's nuts to me. But I'll say this. Last night I predicted when we were going around the room with my crew that the Blue Jays were going to win. I feel like Mookie Betts, with how great of a player he is, he's just due, and tonight's going to be the Mookie Betts game.
I agree. I have a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
a strong feeling. I have a feeling Mookie Betts, he is too talented. And I saw some swings that he was making some adjustments last night. Now, he wasn't really rewarded for those swings last night, but usually it's the second day. Once you found something, it's that second day, and I have a feeling he's gonna have a big night tonight. And listen, Blake Snell's gonna need run support. He's been outstanding this postseason. This Blue Jay team does an incredible job putting the ball in play and spoiling tough pitches. So I think Blake Snell against this Blue Jay team has to bring his A game. I hope you're right, Zach. I hope Mookie Betts is on as well.
Are you confident after what happened in Game 1 that you're going to see, obviously, a huge response game tonight in a pivotal Game 5 from one Blake Snell?
I am. You know, Blake Snell is not only very talented, he's one of the most smartest players, not just pitchers, players I've been around. He's very cerebral. He knows what the opposition is trying to do to him. And I think he was off in that Game 1. Remember, that was a long layoff, not just for Blake, but the rest of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think now he's in his normal rest, normal routine. He's going to make the necessary adjustments, and I think he's going to execute those pitches. So hopefully the Blue Jays, I mentioned it, they're a very talented team. They're a great, scrappy bunch of guys, 1-9. I'm hoping they bring their C game against Blake Snell's A game tonight.
And here's the other thing. Inexperience could go one or two ways. One, obviously, the moment could be too big. Or two, since you don't know what really is happening, you just take advantage of it, and it could actually help you. When you look at a guy like Treya Savage, who's going to be getting the ball tonight for the Blue Jays, and the story's incredible. Started the year in single-A baseball. Didn't get called up until September. Started Game 1 of the World Series, and now is starting a pivotal Game 5 tonight with this series started tied up at two games apiece. What do you expect out of him? What are the realistic expectations if you're a Blue Jays fan to get out of Treya Savage tonight?
Well, here's the one thing. If I'm a Blue Jays fan, you know he's not going to be scared of the moment. You're not. And he's a guy that really dealt against the Yankees, a really good Yankees lineup.
Yeah.
He's already pitched in big games. Even though he's a rookie, he's made more postseason starts than regular season starts, which is insane. But he's poised. He trusts his stuff. I think the biggest key tonight, it's a lot easier said than done. I know as a former player and hitter, if you lay off that slider, that split finger, try to keep them up in the strike zone. Hopefully you count at 2-1, 2-0, 3-1. Now you force him to come in the strike zone. And if you start squaring balls up, maybe, hopefully in the Dodgers side, you scare him out of the strike zone. But he's got great stuff. He's got great makeup. I expect him to pitch pretty well tonight, but I expect the Dodgers to put really good at-bats against him tonight.
Wrap it up with Jerry Hairston Jr. on the Zach Gelb Show. Obviously, the stars are dominated with the Dodgers in the World Series, from Ohtani to Betts and Freeman, with all those MVPs, and then even for some of them, World Series MVPs. On the other side, though, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., obviously everyone loved his dad. He's one of my favorite baseball players growing up, and so many people know Vladdy through his dad, and also with the fact that Vladdy's a heck of a baseball player. But to see him have that moment last night and really showcase that personality on such a huge stage in a Game 4, that was a great thing for baseball, even though your Dodgers didn't get the victory.
No, let me tell you, I said it before the series started. No disrespect to any player, whether it's Jackson Chirios or Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, the best player this year that this Dodger team is going to face in the postseason is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He is not just a slugger. He is a great hitter. He's a complete hitter. He's very smart. Shohei Ohtani struck him out on a slider his very first at-bat. His next at-bat, he makes that adjustment. Hunting slider, he got it up in the zone, drove out of the ballpark. And he's not just a great hitter. He is a great baseball player. Runs the bases extremely well. He can steal a base. And at first base, he's a third baseman playing first. He's got great range. He's got great hands. And that play he made the other night to cut off that ball up the line and then gun down Teoscar Hernandez at third base. Very few first basemen I see make that play. He is such a talented player and a great ambassador for this sport, not just for Canada and Toronto. He's a great ambassador for the game of baseball. I love watching him play, but I don't want to see him succeed anymore. He's got his shine. Everybody knows he's a great player. Vladdy, we know you're a great player. You're just as good, maybe better than his dad at some point, which is saying something, which is insane because his dad was unbelievable. But I think his dad would love to say that his son is better than him. So he's a great player, and I'm hoping he's had enough shine, and Dodgers limit his damage, and the Dodgers go on to win the series.
Do you think Springer gives it a go tonight?
You know what? That's tough to say. If he wasn't ready to go last night, anytime you're dealing with an oblique, that's probably the worst injury to have as a hitter. And not only as a designated hitter at that, because you're not out in the field, you know, staying hot, you know, running the outfield and coming back and hitting. He's kind of, I know they got the batting cages down there below. It's kind of hard to, for him to DH and stop and go and stop and go. And he swings so violently. I would be shocked if he gives it a go. Again, listen, they just tied the series. They knew, they know now they're going back to Toronto. If I'm the manager, I would probably give him today off too, because you have another day off tomorrow and hoping for game six. That's what I would probably do, because anytime you're dealing with an oblique, that is a very serious injury, especially when you're swinging the bat.
Do you feel like whoever wins the game tonight will end up winning the series?
I do. I really do. I think tonight is a must-win for the Dodgers. It's not so much a must-win for the Blue Jays, but if they do somehow win this ball game, you got to figure they feel great. You get two games at home to win one. So that's why it's, I think this game means a lot more to the Dodgers. It is a must-win for the Dodgers. Now, that doesn't say they can't go out and win two games in Toronto, because they're very talented. They got great pitching. But listen, it's like Max Muncy said last night, it's a one-game series now. We're all we worried about is game five to get in this game, and I think they need this game tonight.
He's Jerry Hairston Jr., played for the Dodgers, also a World Series champion with the New York Yankees, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show, and didn't have any crazy ladies yelling at him this time when he was doing an interview with us. Jerry, we appreciate the time as always.
Anytime, Zach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all. This is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.